Mix Things Up, let's just throw on some classical music.
Yeah.
See what happens.
As much as we both love Zeppelin, that's going right now, and we do.
Yeah.
Thought we'd change it up.
Get back to the roots, really.
Exactly. Where all this music came from.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts, Chips?
Nah.
All right, then, let's get to it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Alrighty, that was some classical music. I know some of you hate it, but it's important.
No, everybody likes classical.
No, my sisters hate classical
music. Most people. It's proven to make better babies.
Yeah. Right. No, I feel like it's so important to appreciate classical music because it's so impressive. All of the different pieces that have to come together compared to modern music. Modern, you have like, what, 3-4 instruments? You have a whole orchestra. You have tons of different sounds.
No sick beats, though.
I mean, these
I
were...
I guess not.
Think about it. These were the sick
back
beats
in
of the day,
times,
though.
Yeah, back in the times, these were bump. These like these were bumpers. These were the bangers of 16... whenever they were made. I don't know.
Yeah. They were the bangers from back in the day.
I know my dad used to roll up to my middle school in our black minivan, and he'd be blasting classical tunes from the car so loud you could hear it outside, like in the pickup line. It was the most embarrassing thing I've ever had to go through. Just have my dad pick me up blasting German composed music. It was the worst. I couldn't tell you why. It was just embarrassing.
But everything at that age is, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
All right. Yeah, just to let you know, what you've heard so far, the first song is comes from the show that has reignited my love of popular classical music in the past few years, which I think everyone needs to watch, Mozart in the Jungle. It's such a solid show, and if you in any way appreciate classical music...
When was that made?
It has 3 seasons now. It's on Amazon Prime.
I thought you said it was a movie.
No, it's a TV show. It's fantastic. We also heard Tchaikovsky's Concerto in D Major, Bach's Unaccompanied Cello Suite Number 1, and Mozart's Violin Concerto Number 1 in B Flat Major. And the Tchaikovsky Concerto was done by Josh Bell, and the Bach Cello Suite was done by Yo-Yo Ma, if any of you are curious and enjoy classical music. But what we are going to talk about to DJ Chips over there is one of the most valuable parts of classical music. Stradivari violins. Have you ever heard of a Stradivarius?
Yeah.
Do you know how expensive they are?
$300?
Well over a couple dollars.
Most of them sell in the millions.
That's a lot.
With the record being currently nearly 16 million, and one of them was put up for 45 million, but it never reached that minimum bid. They're expensive.
Are they, like, historic in some way?
So basically, the violin's predecessor was the fiddle, because it was just like a cheap instrument, and the church hated the fiddle.
Most people do.
And then, in this town in Italy, they created, called Cremona, which is still the mecca of, like, violin making. They created this new instrument called the violin, and the church didn't like it because they thought it was like the fiddle. But then this woman named Catherine de' Medici loved it, and she ordered 40 violins for herself. And she was, at that time, pretty much the most powerful person in Europe. So whatever she said kind of went. So then people started liking the violin, and all the violins were pretty much made in Cremona, which is a town in Italy. And this guy, Antonio Stradivari, was born in Cremona and just, like, was a part of that group of violin makers, and he was, I want to say, like, born 80 years after, like, the first great violin maker, Andrea Amati, and he just, everyone friggin' loved his violins, and they are still, like, touted as the greatest musical instruments ever to be created, and he only created about 1,000 in his career, and, like, 650 of them remain, and if you have one, it's worth millions.
What happened to the other 350?
Gotten lost and destroyed over the fact that he was born in the 1600s.
I feel like an instrument would wear down after 300 years, and maybe a newer, better one would be, I don't know.
Yeah, I think he used, like, blood magic or something to get him to last longer.
Okay. There are a lot of violins around from the 1500s.
That's the working theory here at the show. But
yeah, a lot of those violins have lasted because they are so well loved that people take such good care of them. Like all of his violins have names because they're all very different, and one of his violins is legit called the Messiah. Not by him.
Is it like the one?
Yeah, it's
the
like
one violin.
It is supposedly the greatest violin ever. But
I assume this guy plays violin, right? Or does he just collect?
Oh, the dude who owns it?
Yeah.
It's not playable. Like, you don't play the Messiah.
Yeah. Okay, because so how do they know it's the one, you know?
Because he called it his one violin. And it has been played, but you don't play it now. So it keeps in pristine position.
We're banking on the word of one guy.
You take into account all the rest of his violins, because the rest of them are played.
True.
And all major violinists say, most of them say that he, that his violins are the greatest of all time.
You know what? We've been here a full semester and we've never once drawn on the ceiling.
I know. We were yet to bring it. Remember to bring a Sharpie.
Here at the, it's kind of cool here at the station. There's kind of a, well, I guess the more artsy folks come along and want to do radio shows. So all around the ceiling and then all on the bathroom walls, people have just drawn stuff. Kind of cool. I don't know. So I'll just draw a stick figure in the corner or something crude somewhere. I'll figure it out. Hopefully someone will find it in the future, looking up, wondering why they haven't drawn anything either.
Yeah. Alright, I think we're gonna let you get back to the music. That little tidbit about Stradivarius violins, which nobody really needs to know, but I think it's pretty interesting. Alrighty.
Rock solid.
Thank you.
Thank you.
already, so I'm sure, you know, that last one's pretty recognizable.
Yeah.
It's hard to miss what that one is, and I think when it's done orchestrally, it's done really well. It was built for the cello. Yeah.
Yeah, you showed me a video earlier today.
Yeah, it's just these
guys.
It's just these two dudes just sitting there, staring at each other, just headbanging while playing the cello. And they're so intense, and it's hilarious.
What's his name?
Oh yeah, the yeah. They had one video where they were playing with Steve Vai.
Yeah,
and it was real intense. All right, so I think that's where we're gonna leave you for this evening.
Yeah,
it's a little different.
But is out there listening, thank you for listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. It's been a blast. Jake, thanks for coming out.
Pleasure.
I know it's early, but we appreciate having you.
Yeah, it's real early, but thanks for hopping on, buddy. All right, we're gonna let you off. Have a good morning, I guess.